Okay, welcome to Parshas Ve'eschanon. We have many important fundamental foundations that are in this parasha. This time, let's start from the end. And the very last pasuk in Parshas Ve'eschanon. Veshomarto es ha-mitzvah ves ha-chukim ves ha-mishpotim asher anochi mitzavecha hayoyim la'asoisom. The commandment is to do them today. Rashi brings down the Gemara in Irvin, Chav Beis, where the Gemara emphasizes Hayoim la'asisom. Today, in this world, is where we do the mitzvahs. But v'lemachar, says Rashi, v'lemachar le'olam haba litoil scharam. The reward for the mitzvah is not paid off in this world. The reward is in the world to come. So hayoim la'asisom, here you do the mitzvah. The reward is not to be repaid here, rather it's for tomorrow. For the day to come, for the olam haba. The question is why? Would it not be nice to do the mitzvah and get your rewards? Why do we have to wait? What is the reason? The stipler in the Birkas Peretz, he says it has to be that way. Because if indeed we would get reward in this world, then we would lose out. Why? Because if all the tzaddikim get the reward in this world, then it's so clear why it's so worthwhile to do mitzvahs. It's a lack of pira, you see it clearly, and you wouldn't get the full schar. Because, any person who sees they get repaid, so they do it, right? All people in business, if they see an obvious gain, so they do it. It's easy to do things when you see the gain. So we're lacking in the lishma. But since we don't get the reward in this world, we don't see anything. It's much more difficult. We need a real lishma to do the mitzvahs. Therefore we gain that we get much more schar. And this is the idea of Rasha v'toivroi and Tzadik v'raloi, the famous question posed by Eiv, a question that everyone grapples with. We see bad people doing very well, we see good people suffering, what's going on? It's all for this reason, because if indeed things would go as planned, as on the books, right? So good people get good and bad people get bad. So it'll be easy. We'll be lacking in the lishma. But since the world is such a mystery, we see things to the contrary, we see bad people doing well, we see good people doing bad. So therefore, that's much more difficult. You have to real lishma. Now you get real schar. That's one fundamental point that he raises. A second fundamental point, he says, because if indeed we'd get repaid in this world, then we'd lose out in our schar. Because we're getting healed, it's cheap. It's very cheap. So we get it over here. And he brings the Gemara about Rabbi Akiva. Beautiful Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Aleph. Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph. Keshechola Rabbi Elezer. Rabbi Elezer became ill. Nichnasu Tamidov Levakroi. His students came in to visit him. Omar Lehen, Rabbi Elezer told them, Chamo Azu Yeshba Oilon. There's a very strong sun. Hashem is angry with me. Hishilu heim boichim. They started to cry. The Talmidim started to cry. The Rabbi is suffering. Hashem is angry. Rabbi Akiva masachek, and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Amoloi, lama to masachek? Why are you laughing? Amalehem, vichim ipnei ma'atem boichim. Why are you crying? Amoloi, efshe sefer Torah shori b'tzar. This Rabbi is b'tzar. V'lo nifkesh, we not cry. Our Rabbi is b'tzar. Amalehem lekach ani masachek. That very reason I am laughing. I'm happy. Why? Because kol zman shani roye, Rebbe. When I see my Rebbe, she'ein yedoy machmitz, his wine is not turning sour. Ve'ein pishtono leike, his flax is not being damaged. Ve'ein shamloy mavish, his oil is not going off. Ve'ein duvshonoy matvish, and his honey is not turning sour. Amarti, Shemo chas v'sholom, kibel Rebbe oylomoy. Maybe he's getting his world in this world, getting all his reward in this world. V'achshav ani sheini roye Rebbe b'tzar. Now I see my Rebbe is suffering, and he's sameach. I'm happy. I see you're not getting the reward in this world. It's waiting for the world to come. So we see that to be paid off in this world is cheap. It's cheap. It's not worth it. And that's what Rabbi Akiva was happy about. I see we're not being paid off in this world. Well, we can continue on this thought and visit the other Rabbi Akivas we know about. So that was one point discussing. We understand why is it we have tzaddik v'raloi and rasha v'toivloi. Adrabah, the roshayim have been paid in this world, and we give them. Hashem is angry. He gives them cheap in this world. And we saw also that there's more nisayon, need more lishmo. Things are very unclear. That's the idea of tzaddik v'raloi. Now we continue. We just met Rabbi Akiva, and everyone's familiar with other Rabbi Akivas, which are very relevant to what the week we've just been through, the week of Tisha B'Av. And everyone is aware of the famous Rabbi Akiva in Makos Daf Chav Dalet, that Kvaya Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Mahalchim Baderech, they're walking on the way. V'shomu koyla moina sharemi. They heard the rejoicing of Rami from 120 mil away. They started to cry. Rabbi Akiva masachek. Rabbi Akiva was happy. Why are you happy? Why are you crying? They worship Avodah Zorah. And our Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Should we not cry? And he tells them back, L'kach ani matzachek, for this very reason why you're crying, I am happy. Because the malim lo'ivi ritzoyna kach, lo'oysa ritzoyna chas kama v'kama. Look, if this is what the Rishoyim are getting, such a reward, for sure, how much more the tzaddikim will get much more than they are getting. Then the Gemara continues, and shuv, pam achas yu'oyim Yerushalayim, higiu lehar atzoyfim, Bekaru big dayim, igiul harabais, roshuel sheyotzen beis kachak adoshim. They see a fox leaving the kachak adoshim. Vistchilu heim boichin, Rabbi Akiva mesachek. Omolem mipnei matam mesachek. Omolem mipnei matam boichim. Omolem mokim shekosu boi vazar hakorev yumas. V'achshav shualim holchu boi v'lo nivke. Such a holy place that any izar who enters is chayav misa. And now it's a place for foxes, should we not cry? And he tells them, "Kachani mesachik," because I see, because the nevuah is coming true. I see the first nevuah of the Churban is coming true. So for sure, the later nevuah will come true as well. That Odeshu's kenim v'skenos b'rechovos Yerushalayim, and that will, for sure will come through. I see the redemption. I see that later Nevuah coming true as well. So we just met Rabbi Akiva three times. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Lezer. He sees Rabbi Lezer suffering and he's happy. Rabbi Akiva hearing rejoicing of the Rishoyim, of the Romans, and he's happy. And we see Rabbi Akiva seeing the fox coming out of the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he's happy. Well, seems to be that Rabbi Akiva is a very, very positive person, right? Smile, be happy, right? Seems to be, you know, easy going. He's a nice guy, you know, he has an easy life. Right, so you should know, Rabbi Akiva also knew how to cry. And where do we meet Rabbi Akiva crying? It's the Gemara we quoted before. The Gemara in Nozir, Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. Isha hafirom v'Hashem yislach lo. When the husband, he annuls his wife's neder, and Hashem should forgive her. And says the Gemara, Kesha Rabbi Akiva magia etzel pasuk zeh. When Rabbi Akiva would get to this pasuk, Hoya boiche, he would cry. He says, "Ma mishen iskavein la lois basa chazir." Person who unintended to have pork. For ala biyadei basa tole. In the end, he actually came out to be kosher meat. Ton kapara v'slicha. Still needs kapara. Ham iskavein la lois biyadei basa chazir. For ala biyadei basa chazir achas kama v'kama. How much more so a person who planned and did to do an avera? How much more so he needs kapara? Let's try and understand. So Rabbi Akiva also knows how to cry. So what indeed is the formula? When is Rabbi Akiva happy? When is Rabbi Akiva sad? So it seems to be, to me, the definition is as follows. Rabbi Akiva wasn't impressed. He wasn't blown away by the external appearance of things. Externally, if your Rebbe is suffering, be crying. Externally, if you hear the Romans rejoicing, it's very sad. Externally, if you see a shul coming out of the base culture of Doshim, it's very upsetting. But Rabbi Akiva saw what's behind it. He looked at the pnimius. I see the Rebbe is suffering. Oh, he's not getting his reward in this world. It's waiting for him to the world to come. I see the Rishoyim are rejoicing. Wow, how much the Oisei Ritzoyim will get rewards. I see the Shul coming out. Oh, the Nevu is coming true. The second Nevu will come true as well. Or Yeshu is Kenim as Kenais. Rabbi Akiva sees this woman who she transgressed her neder. You know what? Externally, it's not so bad. Because, you know, actually it was actually kosher. Actually, her husband had undone the neder. She's really lucky, she's doing well. Look, she still needs the kapara. Wow. So how much more so a person who does a real avera, full-fledged avera, still needs the kapara. So Rabbi Akiva is looking at the pnimius of things. So that's the message for life. Not to be misspoiled. Don't be blown away from external appearance of things. Things that look bad could really be good. Things that look good could really be bad. That's the message you get from Rabbi Akiva. You have to look what's behind the scenes. That's Rabbi Akiva. On a similar note, the Mishnah Berurah, in its introduction to the Mishnah Berurah, it's very worthwhile to read the Mishnah Berurah's introduction. It's always worthwhile to read the introductions to Sfarim. There are many interesting things you find there. The Mishnah Berurah's whole introduction is based on a pasuk in our parasha. It's on the Pasuk in Perek Vav, Pasuk Chav Dalet. Vayitzaveinu Hashem La'atzeis Es kol ha'chukim ha'ile Yiras Hashem Elokim Elokinu V'toiv lanu Kol ha'yomim L'chayoseinu Ka'ayoyim hazeh. Hashem had commanded us to do all these chukim, to fear Hashem. It's good for us all the days. L'chayoseinu, to give us life. Ka'ayoyim hazeh, like this day. So the Mishnah Berurah starts off and tells us everything in this world needs to be sustained. There is nothing that can stand on its own two feet. Everything, physical or spiritual, needs food, needs to be sustained. Even malachim need food, a spiritual food. And if this sounds strange, he points out it's something we say in our tefillah every single day. Now, Psukei Dezimra, we say the following: Ato asisa es hashomayim, shmei hashomayim, v'kol tzvom ha'aretz. You created the heavens. Kol tzvom, what tzvom hashomayim? All the spiritual beings in the shomayim. V'ato mechaye et kulam. And you give them chius. You sustain them. See, even spiritual beings need to be sustained. Now, he starts already this. The world is created for man. The whole purpose of the creation is for man. And man's purpose is the Ratzon Hashem. And not only that, but by doing Ratzon Hashem, we are creating, giving ourselves life. It's L'toiv Lanu. So, with your permission, I just want to sidetrack. I can't resist by sidetracking one point on this idea that world is created for man. I'm sidetracking. Everyone knows that, especially in Europe, the Shechita is a very big issue. Animal rights are claiming that Shechita is cruel. In Poland, they're now forbidding Shechita. It's all over Europe, Holland, all over Europe, the Shechita is being contested because it's cruel. It's cruel to animals. And there's arguments for and against. Is cruel, it isn't cruel, the animal does feel, stunning animals also, they sometimes miss, there's 15% they miss, and the animals suffer, a big debate. But really, it's all one big mistake. Aliba de MS, the whole argument is irrelevant. Because it doesn't matter if the animals are getting pain. It's not the point. Hashem made the world, and He gave the world for man. And therefore, we have our right to eat animals. Everyone agrees that you're allowed to take animals' life because you want to have supper. You want to have a nice meal. We slaughter animals. That the world agrees to because it affects them. Otherwise, they would forbid that as well. But that's the MS. So since Hashem gave us the world for us to use, so that's the way we have to use it. So we use it. It's not relevant whether animals suffer or not. Of course, unnecessary suffering. Why would you do that? But Aliba de MS, it's the whole argument is really a whole mistake. You don't have to argue whether it has pain or not. I mean, maybe we have no choice, but Aliba for us, we have to know the truth. And I would say to them, if I would be asked to speak, which I'm not, I would say to them, L'shitotchem, you should be forbidding fishing. What right do you have to fish? And what happens to the fish? How long does it take for the fish to die? Huh? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, they're suffocating. All the fish suffocate. No. The Shitaschem, you should instigate that you have to stun the fish. And can you do that? No fish. Okay. It's only the Shitaschem. But for Ariba Demes, no. We have a right to take fish, and that's the way it is. Fish, it takes time to die, even they're suffocating. But that was a side point. The Mishnah Berurah carries on. So all food, all beings need to be sustained, physical or spiritual. Hashem made it that how are we going to sustain our neshama? Our neshama also needs to be sustained. So what's going to feed our neshama? We die, our neshama leaves us. What's going to sustain the neshama? It needs to be sustained. The answer is the Torah mitzvahs we do in this world sustain the neshama forever. It creates a spiritual sustainment. Says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is what we say in our Birkas HaTorah. We say, V'chayei oylam nota pesecheinu. What does it mean, Chaya Oilam Natap Asecheinu? Hashem has implanted in us the ability to get Chaya Oilam, eternal life. Torah gives us eternal life. Because Torah acts as a spiritual food for our neshama. The Torah, the mitzvahs we do, they sustain the neshama. And that's what Mishnah Berurah says, that's what we say in our davening. Avas Oilam, Beis Yisrael, Amcha Havta. A love of ever. Eternal love. Therefore, what? How does it happen? Torah mitzvahs, chukim mishpatim, mishtolim malta. That's the get. The avas oilam can only come through Torah and mitzvahs, because that creates the avas oilam, eternal love. Kim chayenu v'oyech yomenu. That will be the length of our days through the Torah. That will give us long days in the world to come as well. So all this is in the pasuk we just read. L'toiv ranu kara yamin. What does kara yamin mean? It means for all the days, even the world to come. L'chayoy seinu, to give us life. It keeps us alive. It keeps our neshama alive. What does it mean, kayoy maze? Ask the Mishnah Berurah. These extra words, kayoy maze, like today. What does that mean? Kayoy maze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you might ask, does the neshama, what I do here, can affect the neshama? How could that be in this world? I could do something that will keep the neshama going in the spiritual world? Answer the pasuk, kayoy maseh. The same in this world, we don't eat and drink, what's going to happen? The person will die, he'll lose his neshama, it will go away. So the physical things we do in this world keep our neshama in our physical body. So the same way to keep our neshama going, we have to eat and drink, we have to sustain it. Same way what we do in this world will sustain it for the world to come. Like today. So in this world we physically eat and drink to keep our neshama physically here, but we also do the chukim mishpatim. Also the spiritual acts we do in this world will sustain the neshama for the world to come. All this is in the Akdama of the Mishnah Berurah. It's worthwhile reading this. Very, very important fundamentals. Essential things to read over and over again. Because the right perspective for this world. This world, we're here to give, to feed ourselves for eternity. How? By doing the Torah mitzvahs. This will give us eternal life. some more. Very, very important things. Pasuk in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. Ve'oisoi Tavoit U'bishmoi Tishovea. So we have a mitzvah of Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. That's a mitzvah. Fear Hashem. We have a mitzvah of Oisoi Tavoit. And the third thing is what? Ubishmoi. That's a mitzvah. Is that a mitzvah? Is it a mitzvah to make shavuos? Es Hashem Elokecha Tira. It's a mitzvah. Oisoi Savoy, mitzvah. And Bishamoi Tishoveya, is that a mitzvah? Is that an obligation to make shavuos? Zok Rashi. No, it's not. So what is the context? It's a precondition. Who is the person who's allowed to make a shavua? Someone who has Yiras Hashem, as voice is savoid. That's a person who is allowed to make a shavua. There's no mitzvah to make a shavua. But who has the condition, the criteria to make a shavua? The person who has these qualities. Yiras Hashem and Ve'oisoi Tavoit. That's what Rashi says. Im b'chok al amidei talalu. If you have these qualities, then shata yores shmoi v'oi v'oisoi, then v'shmoi tishovea. You will be careful about the shvuah. There's a very important Ramban over here who gives us a definition. What does it mean, oisoi tavoit? What does that mean? This is Ramban is worth a lot. No one gets the Ramban in Parashat Vayetzchanan. It's far away. Says the Ramban. It means Oisei Tavoit means Shetiye Eloi Bechol Eis during all times Ke'eved Hakonui. Like a bought slave, Hamasharis Lefnei Adonai, who is serving his master, Tomit. And here the Ramban gives his definition. And this definition is a definition for a problem we all battle with. How do we deal with our spiritual obligations, mitzvahs we have to do, to our physical obligations? The person has to eat, drink. Paranasa, things we have to do. But how do we, what's the formula to balance things? We have Torah mitzvahs to do, and we have physical things to do. So how do we, is one on the expense of the other? What's the formula? And here's the Ramban. She'oise meleches rabo ikar v'tzorki atzmoy arai. The slave, he does his master's task, are ikar, a primary, but tzorki atzmoy is aray, a secondary. He has to do tzorki atzmoy, but the secondary compared to his master's task. That's an oisoi tavoit. So there's an ikar and there's a tofel. So you have to do the tofel. They must be recognized as the tofel, not the ikar. And therefore, says the Ramban, what's going to happen is that the whole 24/7 is all oisei sabrit. That means even when you're going to do your physical tasks, it's going to, since it's all, it's a tofel to the ikar, then it also becomes kodesh. You're a 24/7 oisei sabrit. The Ramban brings the medrash in Brachos Rabba, Tes Vav, Per Tes Ois Vav, where the Medrash darshens the Hine Toiv Me'oit, Pasuk in Brachos. What is Toiv Me'oit? What do you think it is? Sefer Torah, Rambam, says the Medrash, Toiv Me'oit is Shena, is sleeping. Sleeping is Toiv Me'oit. That's being unproductive. The most unproductive part of that day is you sleep, you do nothing. You're kind of dead. You're kind of dead. Exactly how a dead person is. Not moving. Doing nothing. Toiv Me'oit. And the question is, the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, and this is Gevaldik. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin, Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, says, Yain Beshena, wine and sleep, L'Rishoyim, for the wicked, is Hano Lehem, V'Hano Le'olam. It's good for them and good for the world. Why is it good for them? Says Rashi. Because when they're asleep, what are they not doing? Not doing sin. And it's good for the world because they're not harming anyone else. The best place for the Rasha to be is to be asleep. But a tzaddikim, says the Mishnah, for them wine and sleep is ra lahem. It's bad for them. V'ra lo'olam. It's bad for them and bad for the world. Why is it bad for them? Says Rashi. They're not learning Torah, they're asleep. And why is it bad for the world? Says Rashi. Because the Torah they learn, it protects the door. And so therefore when they are stopping to learn, Puranus, bad things will happen to the world. Because their Torah is protecting the door. So they're stopping to learn, they're sleeping. Puranus Bal Olam. So it's bad for them and bad for the world. So the question is, how could it be that Toiv Me'oit is Shena, is sleep? We see that sleep for a tzaddik is bad for them, bad for the world. We're losing protection of the whole door. The whole door is in danger if the tzaddik is stopping to learn. He's going to sleep. So how can it be Toiv Me'oit? The answer is, there's one more word. Miktas. If he sees the kima, he sees a bit. If he's sleeping a bit, then Toiv Me'oit, why? Then enables you to get up, refreshed, and now you can be oisek b'Torah. So it all depends on how much. If extra sleep, unnecessary sleep is bad. But good sleep is Toiv Me'oit. It enables you to be refreshed and keep on going. And says the Ramban, this is Pshat in the Pasuk we see every day in our davening. Ahara lo Hashem b'chayai, azamroi lalukai b'oidi. The Ramban is learning, I thank Hashem b'chayai through my life, through my living, all that I do, whether I'm learning or eating or sleeping, it's all coming to sustain me in order that I can do my ikar. It all becomes kodesh. It all becomes a halal Hashem. A zamor elokai boidi, my very being is a zamor Hashem because all that I'm doing becomes kodesh. It's a beautiful thing that we have in Yiddishkeit, that everything that is done the right way becomes kodesh. Person goes to the bathroom. What can be more low than that? Say a bracha, shayotzar. We can use it. It becomes used for avodas Hashem. And even sleep, if it's done the right way, it's all kodesh. It's all oisai savoit. It's mamash kodesh. This is a point that many years have had on my mind. We know there's a secular way, the secular day, and the Jewish day. The secular day, start get up in the morning, start the day, and night, end of the day, shut down. That's the end of the day. Next morning you get up, new day. But the Jewish day is so funny. You start the day, what do? Go to sleep, Ha'erev, very boiker. The Jewish day starts at night. We start our day by night. Nighttime is sleep time. What's that? Where's the logic? The Jewish day, you start your day by going to sleep. They have it right. Aren't they correct? You start your day fresh with all your strength. Then you run out. You run out of energy. So you go to sleep. Why would you start your day with sleep? It doesn't make sense. Boy said, this is the answer. Because for us, sleeping is not shut down. Sleeping is charging. For what? To give us strength. We start our day by recharging ourselves for what? For the day. It's all Kodesh. It's all the Oseh Tzavos. It's not a waste of time. But the Goy, he has his day, then he just kind of runs out of energy, he collapses, he goes to bed. It's just like a negative. He's out of energy, so he can't carry on. For us, we recharge. We start the day by recharging, getting strength for Avodas Hashem. It's also Avodas Hashem. Shemoleches Rabbi Ikar Ovoleches Atzmi Arai. It's all the Oisei Sabbath, the 24/7 Oisei Sabbath. It's all Avodas Hashem. It's a beautiful thing we have, that nothing goes to waste. Every moment of our life can be used for Avodas Hashem. Whether we're dealing with our spiritual, even we're dealing with our physical tasks, still, it all can be done for Avodas Hashem. Okay, we meet in this week's parasha. Yevahavto es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol meidecha. The Gemara says a person who says Kriya Shema without tefillin is like made Eidus Sheker. You're giving false testimony. You're saying Kriya Shema, it says Kshatim es Elokecha, you don't have tefillin. Giving Eidus Sheker. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Chof Hei, he got New Dalit, the Hilchot Tfilin, brings down the Haredim, who says that when you say V'ahavta, you must make sure, put into your heart a love for Hashem. Otherwise, you're saying Eidus Sheker. You say V'ahavta without thinking, you're also going to Eidus Sheker. But once a big soicher, and he appointed, he had many things to deal with, he appointed one of his men, gave him a task that every day he should read. He's going to read, to make him a list of all the things that need to be done in the factory. He gave him a whole list, and so I'm going away. I want you to read the list every day. Don't forget to make sure the electrical bill is being paid, and make sure the machines are working, and make sure there's oil, make sure there's petrol, make sure the windows are closed. We have a whole list of tasks that need to be done. And the rich Balabais went away. He comes back a month later. Everything is a wreck. So what's going on? I told you what to do. I gave a list. So I did it. Every day I read the list. Yeah. But what do you do about it? I read it. I read the list. Isn't that enough? That's what you told me to do. Ah, fool. I need you to read the list. Obviously the list is you should do what the list says. Same idea. For us, just to read the Kriya Shema without doing what it says is missing the boat. It's made Eidus Sheker. pasuk in Perek Dalet, pasuk Mem Aleph says, Oz Yavdil Moshe Shoresh Orim. Moshe set up three Orim Miklat, the three cities for refuge Me'ever Le'Yarden. Chazal tell us that it wasn't going to be beneficial till we have the other six Me'ever Le'Yarden. So really Moshe is not achieving much. So Moshe says Mitzvah Bo'al Yodi Akeimeno. Have my chance, it's my mitzvah, I'll do what I can, I will do it. Even though it's not going to be effective, so they'll have to conquer Never Yarden, and they'll build another six cities. The Medrash Rabbah, right here says, on the Pasuk, Oyev Kesef Lois Ba Kesef. Pasuk says, a person who loves money will not be satisfied with money. Who's that? The Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he had all these mitzvahs, he wasn't satisfied, he wanted more. So he went to do the three Orim, the three cities, even though they're not going to be affected, they're not going to give any refuge until much later on. And the Medrash carries on, Oyev Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef is referring to Oyev Torah Lo Yizba Torah. A person who loves Torah will not be satisfied with Torah. Today is my anniversary. And my sheriff brachas, my brother-in-law, he asked the question that the Maral tells us that the drash is oimek hapshat. The drash has to be something that's the depth of the pshat. And the question is, what's the Medrash doing, playing around? The pasuk says, Oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. Why is the Medrash trying to screw in to that pasuk, Oyev mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs, Oyev Torah lo yizba Torah? Why are you doing that? What's missing in the pshat? What's bothering the Medrash? Why can't we learn the pasuk literally? Oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. Why are we screwing into this by force, mitzvahs and Torah? What's the connection? He said the name of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Of course, the pasuk could mean literally, Oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. Everyone can see, all the tycoons, no one gives up, no one stops. You made 10 million, you want 20 million. You made 20, you want to make 40, 100. Everyone keeps on going, no one stops. They can retire and have enough money for the rest of their life. They keep on going. Tycoon, you want to be a tycoon, bigger and bigger. What's bothering is why? Why did Hashem make such a cruel nature? It's cruel. Why is it cruel? Because he gets poorer and poorer. What do you mean? Chazal say, Yesh Memoni Ritz Masayim. Yesh Masayim Ritz Abamas. Always want more. So why is he becoming poorer? Because how much was he missing initially? 100. When he had money, once in a time, he was only missing 100. But when he gets 200, now he wants a bamboi. So how much is he missing? 200. The more you get, the more you're missing. I don't know if we have this problem. We don't have that. Okay? So once you're a million, when we think a millionaire, wow, amazing. When you become a millionaire, I need 2 million. So you're missing 2 million. Right? Then you need to buy your yacht. So now you're missing 5 million. You're always missing more and more. Because why did Hashem make such a cruel nature that people were unsatisfied with what we have? Wouldn't it be nice to just enjoy what we have? Dr. Medrash, Oyev mitzvahs lo yizba mitzvahs. Oyev Torah lo yizba Torah. The reason why Hashem made such a nature, that person is unsatisfied with what he has, he always wants more, is to be the fuel, to be the ground, the fertile soil for the Oyev mitzvah should not be happy with his mitzvahs, you always want more. And the Torah should be not happy with Torah. Where's one more? You finish one Masechta, you want another Masechta. You finish Seder Nashi, you want now Seder Nezikin. You finish Seder Zik, you want Seder Kotzim. You're never satisfied with what you have. You always want more and more. You finish Bavli, now you want Yerushalmi. So that's what the Medrash is telling us. The reason why Hashem made such a nature that Oyev Kesev Lo Yizba Kesev is like Moshe Rabbeinu, Oyev Mitzvah Lo Yizba Mitzvah, and Oyev Torah Lo Yizba Torah. But there's still a difference. That when we Oyev Mitzvah, we love it so much, we want more. Not because it's not because, like Homan said, Kol Ze Eino Shoveli. All I have is not good because I'm missing something else. We want it. We love it so much. We want more and more. Okay, unfortunately, I have to stop. So, what did we learn today? Is try and make a summary. We started off with the end of the parasha, with the very last pasuk that we see the schar, the mitzvahs we do, the aseisim hayoyim, but the schar we get in the next world. We learned the idea why it's that way. Tzadik v'raloi, rosha v'toivloi is all to enable us to get schar, and we shouldn't waste our reward in this world because it's cheap. So Rabbi Kiva used that idea by his Rebbe. He saw his Rebbe ill and he was happy. I said, your reward is not being wasted in this world, it's waiting in the world to come. Then we went, we explored Rabbi Kiva, various other places, how Rabbi Kiva is looking at the panemius of things, not looking at the chitzonius. Things look bad, Rabbi Kiva saw the good, but vice versa as well. Came to Averus. He saw the extreme of the Avera, even when superficially looks good, that she didn't do such a bad Avera. Then we saw the Mishnah Brura, the Bishnah Brura in the introduction, which is very worthwhile to read how the world is created for man. Everything needs to be sustained. What sustains us? The Torah mitzvahs. Give a spiritual sustainment forever. As we say in our davening, "Atam chayes kulam, chay oylam otav aseichenu." Avas oylam. We saw also Sabbath, the Ramban, this Hagdara for Avodas Hashem. How it's 24/7, you're getting schar, all kodesh. You're doing Avodas Hashem even when you're doing your own personal needs. And you sleep. It's toiv ma'od. It's done the right way. Okay. We saw the idea of kriyashma, not to give edu sheker. And we finished off with the idea of oyev kesef, loyiz ba kesef. And we should all be an oyev toyer, loyiz ba toyer, and oyev mitzvah, loyiz ba. We should never be satisfied. You always want more and more. In a positive way. We love it so much, we want more. Not that we feel unproductive. Adra, we're so productive. We want more. That's like Moshe Rabbeinu, just wanted more. I want to do more and more. Yishar koyach. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Next year will be in the month of Elul. Okay, thank you very much.